All I want for Christmas is a pandemic-free world. I wrote this episode of maybe a couple of months ago, and it seems that maybe that wish will not necessarily come true. All I want for Christmas is a world free of this coronavirus pandemic. I am tired of wearing a mask and gloves every time I go outside my apartment, even for a small task such as picking up mail. I am tired of completely sanitizing every piece of clothing, including my shoes, when I get home. I sanitize my keys, the garage door opener. I then proceed to wash my hands. Before this, I simply came home, removed my shoes, and washed my hands. Life was simple then. Here in New York City, where I live, they are talking about forced quarantine. By now, everyone has seen pictures of New Yorkers crowding parks and lining up to get some takeout food from their favorite restaurants. Some say that the social distancing rules are being applied unevenly, depending on race. In the end, most people will get sick in some way or the other if we don't start taking this virus more serious. This is how many diseases spread eventually. Everyone gets touched and scarred. I wish more people would stop and think for a minute. No one wants to wear masks or face covering. No one wants to wear gloves. They are uncomfortable as can be, especially when it comes to handling keys and all kinds of items. Everyone wants to enjoy an outing to a beach or a park, talk to their friends, loved ones that do not live with them. I have a neighbor whose daughter comes to her mother's door to check in on her, but does not enter since they do not live together. The COVID-19 cases here in New York have not ceased, but life has ceased to exist in terms of how many restrictions we have to put on ourselves to stay healthy. I only wish more people would do this and understand that we are all in this together. This is not a time to have the individualistic attitude. If you are part of society, you have to be in it to beat this COVID-19. As a group, as a society, we will in fact prolong our suffering and those we love if we continue to think of our own freedoms and not how to beat this virus. Well, for now, life is for the living. Live it. Till next time, stay well.